Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, let us never take it for granted that freedom that we have. And so, Father, as we have gathered today in the name of Jesus, to lift up the name of Jesus, to magnify and glorify the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask that once again, you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit. That as we worship you in spirit and in truth, as we fulfill our obligations to you, come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, Father, we just thank you in advance for meeting us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they his bed, Jesus my Savior, vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Amen.
Is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
It's the perfect relationship. The perfect relationship. As good as our relationship might be with our spouses, if you're married, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but every day with Jesus is perfect. Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him, serve Him. Serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Serve Him, serve Him. Serve Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name.
Amen.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples come to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Amen.
Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice. sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we don't do sacrifices anymore, not like they did in the Old Testament. And the purpose was to have a blood offering. But God said, don't give me your sick, your lame, the feeble, the thing that's just about to die. Give me your best. Give me your very best. Offer that to me. And that's what this song is about. We don't come into church and offer him second best, but we offer him the very best. Amen. That even if we don't necessarily feel like it, we just say, God, just help me right now. I don't even feel like it. I'm going to try, though. I'm going to give you my best. We bring the sacrifice of praise. Let's sing that one more time.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In his love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In his love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In his love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Thank you, Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and praise my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Praise God, 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 praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, the man who wrote that was an ex-slave trader. And he had killed human beings. He had sold human beings into slavery. And life to him just wasn't very valuable. And you know, that's the viewpoint he's looking at. He said, I'm not even worthy of it. But it was this amazing grace that was extended to me, that I should be worthy of it. It's what Jesus did on the cross. Our next song is America the Beautiful. And we don't have an overhead for it this week, but we're going to sing it nevertheless. Because I think it's important, like I said last week, to be able to say, what is the firm foundation upon which this country was built? It was built upon God.
Hallelujah.
So let's sing.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea, oh beautiful for pilgrim feet, whose stern impassioned stress a thoroughfare for freedom be across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. Oh, beautiful for glory tale of liberating strife, when valiantly for man's avail, men lavish precious life. America, America, make God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I would love to see our president, the leaders, sing that song and then to sing the next song that we're going to sing.
Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. And the sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us kneel and bow down. Kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand.
Thank you, Lord.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere sins by faith I saw the stream thy flowing womb supply. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. And shall be till I die. And shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. Then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save.
Amen.
In verse 3, dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. That day will happen when we're not living here on the earth anymore. And everything has gone and passed and there's a new creation. And then there won't be any more need for the blood of Jesus, because we will be sinless at that point. We will be saved to sin no more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve you more. I want to serve you more. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. We started our morning with Christ arose, and we're going to end with today, victory in Jesus.
Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The scripture that came to me is this. And 1 Peter 2:9, that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you may show forth praises to him that called you out of the darkness into your marvelous light. So we are special in his sight. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you think of us, Lord. And help us today to act this way, to act as children of the Most High God, to walk in victory, to walk as our ambassadors for Christ. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for choosing us, for calling us, and for bringing us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. What a privilege it is to be children of God. We are more than conquerors, we are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. So let us act. Let us walk as Jesus walked. Let us walk in the supernatural. Let us do things that we didn't think possible before. And we want to thank you that he has given us the power. It says in John 1:12, as many as they received him, to them gave him power to be sons of God. And also in John 14:12, it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believes on me, the things that I do, he will do also. And greater things than these shall he do, because I'm going unto my Father. We thank you, Lord, for you giving us the power, you giving us the anointing. And we pray, Father, let us use it. Let us practice it. Oh, let us be victorious in Christ Jesus, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us answer the call as Isaiah answered. God said, whom shall we send and who shall go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, use me, send me. And we want today ourselves, this body of believers, to say, here we, Lord, use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Father, that we can see lives change, we can see people being healed, people being delivered, people being saved, and your name be glorified. And we want to thank you and praise you today. Oh Lord, that we can say that song which says, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes us white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. He gave his blood for us. He sacrificed himself. He became the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And by that we have power. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory today in this body of believers. Oh, Lord, when we leave this place here, let us go out into the mission field and reach out to those that are lost, those who are perishing. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being the Jehovah Jireh, for being also our provider. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you for all the great promises that you have given us. And, O Lord, you stand upon your word. what you have promised, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for all your promises, O Lord. Now, O Lord, out of what you have given us, we want to give today to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we pray, O Lord, we take these tithes that we receive today, and we put them at the altar, and we ask you, Lord, to take them and multiply them. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that those tithes, O Lord, will be, O Lord, used for your kingdom. Be used appropriately, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit today, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let no one leave the same as they came, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him, O Lord, the freedom to preach joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Father, for touching him in a mighty way. Thank you for touching Thomas as he gives the invitation for testimonies. And touch everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And your name be glorified also with the testimonies, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you. It's a privilege to be in the house of the Lord and serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the Creator of heavens and the earth. What a privilege that is, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for what you've done in our lives. And we pray, O Lord, that we'll do the same, O Lord, for others around us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
What to do with this thing? It feels like it's aimed right at my forehead. So, okay, we're gonna have testimony time, and okay, I see Natalia. We'll have testimony from Natalia first.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Walking in sunlight all of my journeys over the mountains, see that he cares. Jesus has said I'll never forsake the promise divine that never can tell. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, nothing could steal my Savior and God. He is the light and there is no darkness after I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Singing in bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing his praises, gladly walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Tardell, what kind of dream did you have? Did you have a nightmare? Go ahead and tell.
I had a nightmare.
And what did you see?
Two nightmares.
You tell us about the dinosaur.
I had a dream last night about the dinosaur eating me.
Well, you must be delicious because dinosaurs are very fussy. Anyway, what about the other thing that about your teeth?
Oh, my teeth is coming out.
They're falling out. Well, praise God. That means you're going to get new ones come out. Okay, amen. Careful. Praise God. We are been away for a while, so we're happy to be back. About 3 weeks ago, we planned and traveled south to Los Angeles to Knott's Berry Farm. Since I grew up on Berry Farm in Oregon, I was looking forward to some delicious berries, but unfortunately there was no berries at all. It's just a recreation and amusement park. But we stayed in a hotel there. That was a first time for us. Pastor Henry Wright had services there, so we went up there. Anyway, we got there Saturday, and we had a few hours, and we went to take Natalia to the beach. So approximately 50 miles from the beach, she already changed her clothes and put her bathing suit and just anxiously waiting. And she said, I hope there's going to be water in that ocean. Well, there was plenty of water. No drought problems in the ocean. No drought. Anyway, the other thing I want to mention is that there seems to be, in the scripture, it says that my people shall perish from lack of knowledge, and I heard this from a Christian brother. He said there was a young man just graduated from grade school, and his parents bought him a brand new pair of foreign or oriental or import shoes. And so anyway, they were happy for him, and he was happy. But one thing they noticed was strange. He only laced up one shoe and walking around, and so his mother asked him, says, why do you only lace up one shoe? Well, he says, well, that's what the instructions say. So he picked up the boot, and on the instruction, well, anyway, on the writing, on the boot said, Taiwan. Amen.
I knew there was a punchline coming. I could see it. Okay. Carol.
This morning the Lord gave me a prophecy. And so I don't have the whole thing, but I just know he showed me a picture of the rock and a honeybee. And we know that Jesus is the rock. And we know that we are promised that we can have honey in the rock. And we know that we can have as much honey as we want. If we are seeking the Lord with all our heart, we can have a lot of that honey. And it doesn't hurt us. This kind of honey is okay if we have a lot. Because it's spiritual honey. And he wants us to have this honey. And this honey is a word for the blessings that he has for us that are in the rock. The Lord has blessings for us, and there is no limit. But we have to ask. We have to ask. And now let's think about the rock. The rock is Jesus. We know that. He is our firm fortress and our strength. He is our foundation, and unless we don't see him and stumble, he is not going to be a rock of offense to us who believe in him and who see him and know that he's God. But otherwise, he is our strength and our solid foundation. But now, if we want to receive this honey from the rock, we need to stop seeking the things of the world, because they will be like little rocks in our life, like gravel. For instance, if we try to seek money, if we are trying to seek security, financial security, this can take all of our time. It can consume us. It can drive a person. If we are trying to seek a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or a wife or a friend or any kind of a relationship, this will definitely be a rock in our life. It will turn into a gravel. And so we want to seek the one true and living rock. We do not want to substitute little rocks. We don't want gravel under our feet. If we have gravel under our feet, you know what happens? We fall down. We cannot walk. It is not a firm foundation. And after a while, the gravel becomes sand. And then you know what happens if your house is built upon the sand. It is washed away by the floods of this world. And so in order to obtain this wonderful honey, the presence of the Lord and the joy of the Lord, we have to make sure that we only have one rock. And so we need to examine ourselves and see if we have any little rocks in us and get rid of them, because we do not want to trade gravel for the true rock. We do not want to trade the things that we want for the things of the kingdom of God. Search yourself and let the Holy Spirit shine his light inside and make sure that you are not seeking the things of this world that will turn into gravel, but just only have your mind on seeking the true and living God.
Amen. Thank you. Well, I had a little experience yesterday I'll share. And actually, last week was April 15th. You know, we all got to have it's our tax deadline. And I'm sure some people are aware of it, maybe not a lot of people, but there was a report published by the Department of Homeland Security that pretty much declared everybody with the thought process that I know that I have as an enemy of the state. And that we should be, looked at and maybe turned in. Anyway, it was very interesting. So throughout the week, I was watching the networks, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and just trying to kind of gauge, you know, what is going on and what is the opinion out there and who's saying what and why are they saying it and stuff like that, trying to get at my finger on the pulse a little bit. And then I look on the internet also and see stories, you know, and what people are saying has happened to them. And there's a lot of truth and there's a lot of lies out there. So we know that. But anyway, I said all that to say this on Saturday, I pretty much had my fill of that, you know, for the week. But I think it is good to be informed, to try and stay abreast of where we're going. And we are being vilified. So on Saturday, we have this program that happens once a year in Yuba City. It's called Bike Around the Buttes. Now, the Buttes is a mountain range. It's actually the smallest mountain range in the world. And it's just about 8 miles from Yuba City to the west in a town called Sutter. So I did the Bike Around the Buttes last year, and they have like a 17-mile course, then they have a 40-mile course and a 100-mile course. So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to do the 17-mile course. And I get out to get on my bike. Of course, my tires are flat. You know why? I haven't ridden that bike in a long time. So had to dust it off, pump up the tires. And my wife was going to go with me. That's what she said last year, but she didn't make it. And a friend of mine was going to go with me, and he didn't make it. So anyway, I decided I'm going to ride my bike to the function, which is about 8 miles out to Sutter from Yuba City. And then I'm going to do the Bike Around the Buttes and come back. So what I did is, as I'm getting ready to leave, you know, they said it started at 7 o'clock. So I was up and ready to go. And my wife was saying, you need to go. It starts at 7. And I said, you know, I'm not in a hurry. I'm just going to roll and I'll get there. And so I left about 7:20, left the house. And, you know, worked out just fine. I mean, there was tons of people there, hadn't even left when I got there. So I did see a guy that I know, and we decided to ride together. Okay. And he said, well, he's going to do the 40-miler. I said, okay, well, if you know, I'll do the 40-miler. I mean, if he could do it, I could do it, right? So anyway, but when I left the house, what I did is I had my iPod. Okay, and I think most people know what an iPod is, right? You put music on there. And so I put my iPod on, you know, and I listened to my iPod, and I had my helmet, bike helmet on, which I really don't like to wear that thing. But I wore it because I knew everyone else would be wearing it. So I complied there a little bit with the bike helmet deal. So I plugged in my iPod, and I'm listening to Christian music. And then we took off on our ride, and we got heading north, and we had a little headwind. And not much, you know, maybe 7-8 mile an hour headwind. But I'm listening to my gospel music. I have 500 and something songs on my iPod, all gospel music. So I'm listening to that, and I'm glad I brought that. It was really nice to hear that gospel music. And so we take off on our ride. We're up against that headwind, and I'm thinking, okay, we're going to head out. We got to go out to Live Oak, which is another 10 miles north of town. And this is actually bike around the buttes, because the 17-miler is not. This one, you go all the way around the buttes and make it back. So when you're riding against a headwind and you know you're going to turn around and head back, what are you thinking? You're going to have a tailwind, right? So you keep on pushing, and boy, it was a push. And by the time we turned the corner, 20 miles later, to start heading back to town, you know what we had? A headwind. I couldn't believe it. I guess the wind shifted. And so I had to run the headwind all the way back. Anyway, we made it back to Sutter, and that's where he peeled off. And they had a barbecue, and I headed for the house. And along the way, though, he would talk to me a little bit, my partner, And so a lot of the times he'd say something, I could barely hear him, so I'd have to pull my iPod and my earphones out and say, huh, can you repeat that? And so it was all right to talk, but I really wanted to listen to my iPod. And I'd much rather have him in front of me, and I was drafting behind him. You know what I mean? So I did get a few interruptions with the music. Anyway, by the time I made it back to the house, boy, was I ever glad to get home. It cooked me. And so I went in, had a little lunch, and lay down on the couch. And I kept my iPod in this whole time. So I've had my iPod in about probably 7 hours. I got home at noon. It'd be about 4 hours I had it in. And so when I finally made it to kick back on the couch, I'm thinking, it's beautiful to hear all this Christian music. And I'm thinking, well, God is, the Christian really has something there of substance to be able to, there's multitude of songs. And the worship songs and the praise songs, and these are songs that are generated by what's happened in the life of the believer. Christian songs that have meaning to them. And so this was my mindset, and I was really enjoying just being away from all the rat race of the world and enjoying the music. And so, you know what? I passed out on the couch. And then about 2:30, I got up, and I'm still listening to Christian music. And so I figured I had to get up and start going again. And so then I finally going to make it out of the house and go do a few errands, right? And so I take I put the iPod away. And then you would think after all that Christian music that was pumped into me, basically, that as I would go on my way, I would have a Christian songs in my mind. And but that's not what happened. So a song kept coming in my mind that was a song that I heard many years ago. And then now and then you might hear it if you're here or there. And it was a song by a group called The Police. And the song is I'll Be Wrapped Around Your Finger. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that song. But anyway, it was got a very powerful tune. Not strong, but I guess you would say seductive. And I was wondering why would I be getting this tune in my mind? And, you know, sometimes you go through the day, I don't know, I only know about me, what's going on with me, but sometimes you'll go through the day and you'll have recurring song in your mind all day long. And so this was happening to me, and I was kind of mystified and say, wonder why I'm getting this tune in my mind after listening to Christian music for seven solid hours, you know, and I'm thinking, it's got to be the enemy trying to pump that into my mind, okay? And this song, it says stuff like, there's lines in there that say, I have only come here seeking knowledge, things they would not teach me of in college, you know? And then another line in the song says, it will turn your face to alabaster when you find your servant is your master. And so, not knowing the complete lyrics of the song, and I only, you know, remember the tune and some of the lyrics. And so I thought, well, you know what? Since this has been basically in my mind all week, I'm gonna look it up on the online, find out what's going on with this song. Why is it being pumped into my head? And so I look at the I type it in on Google, and there's a video, okay? And the video, which I've never seen before, is the guy's in a room full of candles, nothing but candles, and he's singing his song, okay? And so then I wanted to get into what the lyrics were, so I'm looking for the lyrics. And so I find a few lyrics, and I find a few takes on what the lyrics are, you know, people's interpretation of the song. And so come to find out, it was a song about mysticism and certain, well, it was about Merlin and the Magician, you know, and this entity and that entity and stuff like that. And so I had to I prayed, God, just wash this out of my mind, you know. I don't want to be having that pumped into me. And but what I found out, I mean, what I thought is, you know, where good is, evil is always present. And so as I was really enjoying what Jesus had given me that day, the devil came right in and tried to pump his stuff into me. And anyway, it was an interesting observation for me for the day. So I wanted to share that. So I guess the end result is, even if you heard a song 25 years ago or 20 years ago, he can still be pumping it into you. So we got to be on guard to what thoughts are coming in and what things we will allow ourselves to actually sing along with. So that's my testimony. Okay. Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. After the service today, be sure that you see Sister Shireen. She has a handout for you. So we want you to do that. We're going to have prayer time, and today I'm going to be asking for one particular thing that we're going to be praying about, and that is that, you know, when you have a combat unit in combat, It takes food, ammunition, and supplies to keep the troops up fighting. And the Resurrection Life of Jesus Church and EAUC is a fighting combat unit. And we have been running out of supplies. We've been running out of ammunition. And we need help. And particularly, I want to speak to all our friends around the world that are watching us every week, either DVD or live, however you do it. And that you will remember that we are struggling here right now because of the economy. And if you can help us, it will be super greatly appreciated. So let's come and pray right now. And this will be a great need we have to pray today, because if we don't have a miracle within the next 7 days, we're going to have some real big problems. And we don't want to have that. Our Heavenly Father, you know exactly where we're at. And we know that there is no shortage in heaven. The Father God, you have supplies for us abundantly. But Lord, just like with Daniel, it took 21 days for Gabriel to break through the defenses of the enemy. And Father God, the enemy has choked off our supply lines. And we're running short of ammunition. We're running short of all kind of supplies. And Father God, we can only continue to shoot so long. And then we have to stop, because we got nothing more to shoot with. And I'm asking today, Father God, that you will move and that you will remove Satan's hindering spirits, and that you will speak to people around the world to stand with us, to help us out financially, Father God, and also prayer-wise. And I thank you for those that have helped us, Lord. But Father God, so many have dropped off, they've died, they moved on, done something else. And so today, we use our prayer time here to ask for ourselves. We're not asking to be rich. Father God, we ask to be able to pay the rent, to pay our bills, that we should be able to pump out the webcast, the cassettes, videos, the sermons, and the word, that we will not be silent. And I thank you right now, Lord, that you heard this prayer, as we have agreed to pray this in the church. Again, we want to lift up Debbie to you, Father God. As we heard, good report. She's getting to be somewhat better. And we want to thank you, praise you right now, that shortly she'll be back here in Sacramento. And that, Father God, she can continue her Bible studies. And we thank you for healing this woman and taking care of her, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for meeting every person's need here today. Those that are in the church and those that are viewing us. That, Father God, every need shall be met spiritually, financially, and that, Father God, you will keep us employed, that people have their jobs, Lord, will not lose them. And we thank you now, we bless you, Lord. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and those who are great said, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.